Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. One step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ya'el Davidowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Anava, humility. Thinking back to my high school and seminary days and all the learning that I've been blessed to do in the years and decades since, I can't recall ever attending a class or shiur focused on the topic of Anava. Now, that may be more of a function of my memory, since it's actually been more than two decades since seminary, but memory aside, I have a hunch there's another reason at play. The concern about the self-esteem of our generation. I don't think there's ever been a generation in human history that has struggled more with low self-esteem than ours. Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky Zatzal, the renowned psychiatrist, was once asked how he found the time to write over 80 books. His response? I didn't really write 80 books. I wrote one book in 80 different ways. And at the core of all those 80 books was a focus on self-esteem. So understandably, some might think that if so many people are struggling with self-worth, then talking about humility is too risky, or simply missing the mark. But the truth is exactly the opposite. When we truly understand what anava is, we will see that it's not only not a contradiction to healthy self-esteem, it can actually deepen and strengthen it. Let's begin by clarifying what anava is not. Anava is not self-deprecation. It's not denying your worth or talents. Anava is the recognition of your true strength and value, paired with the deep recognition that A, everything we have, our talents and our achievements are gifted to us by Hashem. And B, we must never feel superior to others, even if we've objectively accomplished more in a particular area of life. The clearest and most classic example of this conceptual understanding of anava is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was the greatest leader of the Jewish people. He led us from slavery in Mitzrayim to freedom. He transmitted the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. We call Torah Toras Moshe, and we refer to Moshe as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, our teacher, our leader, our Rebbe, and our Rav. At the same time, Moshe is the only person in Tanakh explicitly described as an anav. His humility is called out, as the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel states, Va'ish Moshe anav me'od, mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. And the man Moshe was exceedingly humble, more than any other person on the face of the earth. Anav me'od. Moshe was very humble and very great. Rabbi Dr. Twersky defined self-esteem as, quote, a true and accurate awareness of one's skills, capabilities, and limitations, end quote. Anava is the recognition of our self-worth in the context of recognizing its source. Each of us is created B'Tselem Elokim, created in the image of God. At our core, every single one of us, without exception, and yes, I mean you right now who are listening to me, you have a piece of godliness embedded within your very being, which means you have tremendous capacity for greatness. Greatness takes many forms. It may not make headlines or attract public attention, but is greatness no less. God is infinite and limitless, and as a Tzelem Elokim, we each carry a piece of infinity within us, which means, my friends, that you have infinite potential. The Baal HaTanya famously comments on the Pasuk in Iyov. He says, Ki hine hanashama hi chelek eloka mimal mamish. The soul is a part of God, mamish, literally. You and I, all of us are intimately connected to the divine. So true anava, true humility, is not about shrinking from our greatness. It's about recognizing that our greatness comes from something beyond us. It's the deep awareness that we are great because we are connected to the source of all. Thank you for learning together.